you might say, we're like these rivers of hearts. You know, the Sufi lineages are rivers of hearts, and hearts connecting to each other and flowing into each other. And so we're both intimately connected, Spring Valley, and here to Sheikh Muzaffer, who was this great being, Rahmatullahi, who came here to the West to demonstrate love. You know? And so through that love, and many people were drawn and took initiation and entered the way of love. So this is another sampling you will have of that aspect of Effendi. And we also, that Effendi met a Westerner here, an American called Lex Hickson. I don't know if you've heard of him through any other context. Yeah, he studied in many of the spiritual fields about, you know, he was kind of an astronaut, really, spiritual astronaut, and visited many different planets and drew the essence and nectar from those planets and spoke of something called parallel citizenship in sacred worlds, or that one can actually explore and even be part of more than one sacred tradition, you know, which is more familiar to us in America, I think, than in the old world, where, you know, you really remained what you were born into. And here, being the new frontier, I think we're just, and then also so many, you know, groups of different peoples and spiritual backgrounds brought together on this kind of Noah's Ark of America, or the Americas, makes it that this is more familiar to us. And, but one can do it not just, you know, as a tasting, but you can really plunge deeply. And he demonstrated that. So he also brought to us the fruits. So there was Sheikh Muzaffer and Noor together. And that's, this community is very much the joining of these two. And now, you know, reaching out into many hearts. And really, this is something for all humanity, you know. It's not something to be kept in little niches or even dervish lodges, although these are good because it's, you know, you can focus here and go deeply within the context of a Sufi lineage. But the fruit of a Sufi lineage and the light and love can be shared and with all, as inshallah you will witness and experience tonight in the zikr. The zikr is really a kind of a universal form of praise. And it is, it's a kind of divine cosmic theater, you know. not in, you know, a light sense, and nor do I feel you do your theater in a light sense. I feel your theater, and from where I saw the video, a video where you were speaking, and you come from that tradition of reaching into the depths of oneself, and you're not playing a role in this, that you were actually evoking, you know, humanity through this particular expression. And, you know, we, it's not that different, you might say. We have, the zikr is a cosmic unfolding of divine praise, where we become the vessels and the means of the one praising itself, adoring itself. And so we kind of join in that. So for those of you who haven't been in a zikr before tonight, as we sit in this first portion on our knees, we recite three of the divine names. La ilaha illallah, Allah, which actually has another part to it that you don't hear out loud. Inwardly, we recite Muhammad Rasulullah. So that's the human and the divine joining in that, in a state of unity. And then we chant Allah, the divine name, and then Hu, which is name of essence, the essence of God, essence of reality, beyond, as we say, servant and Lord, beyond is the Hu, the radiant essence shining through everything, but also hidden from everything. So it is both present and absent. And then, in the second portion, we'll rise up and we'll form a circle, and we will begin to move very slowly, chanting Hu. And the whole zikr, as I said earlier, represents actually the divine drama of creation and how the souls are embodied, manifested and embodied, and then enter this realm of the world. And then in this realm become vessels of praise, and then return to the source at the end of the zikr. So the zikr is like the great life of the cosmos and of every soul. The seated part is very intense. Other parts can be intense too, but we're standing, so it's a little different. But this is a very intense form of invocation, of gathering this divine light, gathering divine energy into ourselves. So please feel free to join in. It's La ilaha illallah, and then simply Allah and Hu. Good. So, and we begin with a praise to the Prophet of Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is the fountainhead of this particular way. And we always open the zikr praising him and asking for mercy and peace upon his soul, his heart, his community. And we say, just so we can have that understood between us, that this path is not really separate. It's an essence path, and it's a path of merging with God by realizing God, by realizing really that we're never separate from God. And it's a universal path in the sense that it recognizes the truth and of all the holy messengers and holy mothers of the faithful and the entire community of humanity. It sees, we perceive it really as one family, and one family that received in different eras, you know, various revelations, but each confirming the essential truth of one being, that this entire creation is really the life of one being, and that the responsibility, the spiritual responsibility of the human being is to turn to that one and to recognize that one in each other, and therefore to honor each other, to honor every creature, to help each other and support each other, and not to make division. This is one of the very important teachings of Quran, actually. It's a do not make division in your practice of loving God. Do not see yourself better than or even essentially different than someone else.